So when God answers, he says, tell them, I am whom I am. I am, has said Moses to the Israelites. You can imagine, as you go to tell the Israelites, who has sent you? I am who I am. I think God does not want you to know him in small bits. His real identity is not just creator, but the eternal God. For him to create the universe, he needed to be outside the universe. That's why we say God was there eternity past, before the beginning of time. Because there is a time, time began. The universe has a beginning. But he was there earlier, eternity past. The universe has a termination date, a sell-by date. When the Bible tells us it will be folded up, God will be there in eternity future. What we are, where we are currently, is a temporary state. It will not last forever. It had a beginning, it will have an end. God is a God who was there eternity past and will be there eternity future. So what is the right name? I am who I am. I am has sent you, has sent him. And you have to ask yourself, I am whom I am. Is that your view of God? One without a beginning, one without an end.